Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Okay, we're going to take the win here.
We're going to take the win because...
You guys watched the U.S. Open over the weekend, tennis?
Yes, and it was so exciting.
Coco Gauff, who is 19 years old, won the U.S. Open. And you're like, so what's the big deal about that? Well, first of all, she's 19 years old. And second of all, we are taking credit for her because she was born here.
Yeah, she spent the early years here in Atlanta. Yeah.
All right, and then she moved to Florida, right?
Yeah. Oh, so I can claim her. Florida!
Yeah, you got her on both, right? It was really, really touching to watch yesterday or this weekend. 19 years old, man. 19 years old. Her dad went to Georgia State also, so we got a couple of tie-ins here. And so we're taking credit for her.
And I remember when she first started getting the spotlight, and they were so hard on her when she was taking those first losses. So to see her now turn it around so quickly and now start to get in this place, it was nice to watch this weekend.
My favorite part, she's like, the announcer asked her a question. She goes, can I take the mic? And then she just took the mic, and then she went on like, you know, her, of course, she thanked her supporters and her family. She was just, it was such an incredible acceptance speech. And I thought, like, shouting out the haters that you just fueled my fire was phenomenal.
This was the final point. I mean, you could hear the excitement in the crowd. 19 years old, man. Ooh. Pretty cool.
And then the video that has gone viral of her in the stands as a young kid at the U.S. Open because she was there to watch Venus and Serena. Uh-huh. And then now you fast forward and she's won the U.S. Open is just incredible.
Absolutely great story.
Impressive.
All right, Kristen, how about an update on Helping Mamas?
Yes. So Helping Mamas is the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia. And they are doing a stock the warehouse. And it's all about collecting as many diapers as possible, okay? And so we have joined the mission, the Helping Mamas Challenge, and the Burt Show team is dedicated to collecting at minimum 4,000 diapers, right? You guys crushed that. We surpassed that easily, had collected 6,000. So I upped the ante on social media, and I'm like, all right, 10,000. Let's see if we can collect 10,000, right? And I got an email from Stephanie from Helping Mamas, and she goes, you guys have collected 13,000 diapers.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
That's unreal.
Yes, so far we've collected 13,000 diapers. Now, here's the thing. I want more.
Wait, the goal was set at what first?
4,000.
And then you asked for 10. You got your 10. Now we're at 13. Now what do you ask?
Okay, so.
Greedy.
I know. So greedy. Well, I'm greedy for the babies. And if you don't know about Helping Mamas, go to helpingmamas.org. They do phenomenal things for local mothers here in and around Atlanta. And they just, these are some moms that are having to decide whether I'm going to put food on my table or diaper my child. And we want to try to take away that one worry. You have a newborn, you have a baby, you have a child, you've hit hard times, and that's one less thing you should have to worry about. So we're at 13,000. I wanted to ask you guys, what do we think the next marker should be?
20.
It's a big jump, though.
I was going to say 15, but yeah. Okay.
I feel like 15 is too easy. Like, I was like, 10,000, maybe we'll get to that. But now we're at 13,000. Yeah. I say we go big.
All right. Here's the deal. Because this is a competition. Because we are a Team Burt Show.
Who are we competing against?
Other teams for the Helping Mamas Challenge.
Is there anybody even close? Does anybody else have a
have
radio
we already
show?
Won?
Does it matter? It's for the baby.
I don't have the list. I don't know what the standings are right now.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. I want to win by a lot.
I want to destroy the competition.
Dominate.
Okay. In September, there is a diaper need awareness week, which is why we're doing it this week, or why we're doing it this month. So if you go to theburtshow.com, there is a link. If you go to our Burt Show social, there are links for you to purchase diapers, and it gets delivered directly to the Helping Mama's Warehouse. So the team has spoken. 20,000 diapers is our new marker.
That would be huge
that
for this
would
organization.
Be bananas, and that they is. Are already over. They are over the moon. If we stopped right now, this is above and beyond. You guys have absolutely crushed it. But I know the power of the Burt Show community and the Burt Show fam. So if we set a goal, we set our mind to it. Anybody that hasn't heard this before and is just hearing it now, and if you want to spread the word, please do. And it's all for a phenomenal cause.
All the info up online right now at theburtshow.com. All right, Mo every year always tells us about the frustrations of his fantasy draft. And for whatever reason, Abby now has decided, you know what, this fantasy draft thing, I got an idea.
Yeah, I have a great way of drafting people because, you know what, I'm into football from like a social perspective, but really I see these players more as like real humans with real personal lives, I'm more invested in them as humans. Like I've really gotten invested in the Kelce podcast, Travis and Jason's podcast, because I find them so interesting and fascinating. Yeah. So I thought, you know, instead of trying to pretend that I know a lot about football for this fantasy draft and try and predict who's going to win based off of actual skill, I'm going to bet on their personal lives. So when my best friend Kennedy texted me and said, hey, I want to do a fantasy draft with all the girls, I think it'd be really fun. She's super into football. I'm just here for a good time. I thought, why don't I draft my fantasy team based on how successful the players' personal lives are? So I decided to draft all of the players based off of them being in successful committed relationships. They got docs points for infidelity, mm-hmm. if they're hopping from lady to lady, if they're a little skeezy. And I gotta be honest, I don't know if it's really gonna work out well in my favor. So one of the guys that I drafted, his name is Zach Ertz. And when I was like researching his personal life, I think he's a tight end, mm-hmm. sportingnews.com said, let's face it, almost everything about Zach Ertz ahead of the 2023 NFL season screams fantasy risk. The negatives are almost too numerous to count, meaning the chips are stacked against him having a successful season. He's turning 33 and coming off a major knee injury in 2022, a torn MCL, a partial tear of his ACL, which
sounds
were
like quite a quality player you got there.
It's bad, but you know what? He's been married. He's been in a 10-year relationship with his wife, and it has been a very successful personal career for him. So you know what? I'm going to bet on him as a person, because I think if you can be committed to a person, you can be committed to your team.
How many more of these guys do we have? Because this is interesting.
I have a whole list. I have Patrick Mahomes, because I know people hate his wife. I know she's supposed to be super obnoxious.
I like her on the show, on the Netflix show. I like her a lot.
I haven't seen it.
You do? People, yeah. From everything I've seen on social media, people think she's super obnoxious, but they've been together since high school. And I just think that's so great that these people sign millions and millions of dollars for these contracts. If you can stay faithful to your woman through all of that, like, I'm supporting you. So if I lose the fantasy draft, just know that, you know what, at the very least, they have very successful married lives at home.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.